Asia. How's the baby?
You are all fools to challenge me! I'll crush you!
It's been a long time since I've been at full power. Come at me with everything you've got, understand?
We're gonna war. We're gonna eat that sauce up for breakfast.
You are compelled to listen.
Oh, no, don't start with it. See, you think the devil's coming, you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
What the hell is being channeled by this?
If you will listen, you will listen.
Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. Please, you know what I'm
every
talking
chance
about.
You get, you every minute.
Joke.
You will keep your radio, and you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around our ears.
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it going? Keep it real. Take the red pill.
You drive a hard bargain.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And, you know, we're going to have a little fun today, despite the so-called establishment here, all of my stuff. You know, to get that interview that I got yesterday, I had an hour of prep time that I was putting things together, and it's like, okay, now that all the equipment's in place again, and just I couldn't the program stopped working. I mean, calls left and right from people wanting to do early mic checks. I can't talk to them, there's no sound. I literally had to find the secret stash, the secret cache on my computer. That's what I meant. Clear it out, because yes, you have cache on Windows 10 operating systems too. It's not just Androids. Clear all that out, reboot my system, just to come back and be able to have any programs that function. I mean, literally, all my programs stopped functioning. Why would you say it's not just because I'm a target individual, but I'm a target individual with a little bit of oomph. I'm a target individual that, when I speak, people listen. I'm a target individual that can make those connections. I'm a target individual that can rally some people. I'm a target individual that does not mind severing your thoughts from your body. I'm that guy. I don't care. I've been persecuted. I've been harassed. I've been tortured. And for the simple fact that it was done by these cops, by these feds, they fear my retribution. They fear me getting justice. Okay? Make connections left and right, you know, with people. They're going to be able to put something together, put that rubber band around their ball sacks. We are going to domesticate our police force, or we're going to get rid of them entirely. It's their choice, really. It's their choice. But I want to thank Johan for coming on to the show yesterday. It was wonderful. You guys will get to see the video cast. I'll have that worked on this weekend. It should go up next week, along with some other stuff that was not previously worked on. So a little treats for you guys there. Yeah, so bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when I come for you? That's a serious question you need to ask yourselves. Serious. So, I didn't want to start the show so heavy. I didn't want to start the show so heavy. And I know Board Up Mike is having as difficult time as I am today, this week, really. But I'm going to need his help here. So I do want to talk about this Texas shooting. And I don't know where to start with it. I mean, I really, my news feed. Well, let me tell you like this, my news feed, because my show is so easily made. I wake up, you know, an hour or two before the show, or maybe an hour or two during the day, I'll hit my feed, my YouTube feed, and I'll click this video, click that video, watch them, da-da-da-da, hours worth of stuff, right? And I'll throw it at Mike so he gets ready to play stuff so I can talk about it during the show, right? Lately, the past two or three days, YouTube has stopped putting anything political in my feed. Has stopped putting anything, it's all entertainment stuff now. Stuff to just entertain me. You know, Jerry Springer, you know, video game reviews, you know, destruction stuff. Just, oh, people doing demolition. You know, it's just mind-numbing, tingling things that don't matter. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, I've got subscriptions to those kind of things, but my feed is half work, half entertainment, and they stopped sending me anything like that. So I didn't even know about the Texas school shooting. As big as that is, right? I didn't even know about it till yesterday. Somebody else brought it to my attention because my YouTube feed did not want me to know about it. So maybe after we get done with a couple of things here, we'll hop into that. Maybe I can have Mike help me with that. Because I kind of want to roast somebody here real quick. I really want to roast Michelle Obama. Or Michael Obama, some of us know him, her as him, her, they, first lady, first tranny. yeah, I'm gonna go there. No, you know, I who cares, right? I would have left alone. I'm pretty sure most people would have left it alone. But she had to come back into the spotlight talking this trash. I want to have a little fun today. Let's tap into that. Go ahead, Mike.
On Twitter, Michelle Obama commented on Roe v. Wade, and she made this statement. The leaked draft decision to overturn Roe v. Wade could give state lawmakers the power to strip... Is it supposed to say women or woman? It's W-O-M-X-N. Is that a word? Womxn. 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 Is the X silent? Woman? Oh, no, that's too close. I'd like to buy a vowel, please. On Twitter, Michelle Obama commented on...
Was that all of it? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, those shorts are goofy. You sent me a short, they start playing automatically, and then they loop. So that's why I had to... Took me a minute.
Okay, well then, you know what? Let's go with this one. Because...
Actually, I think that's it. I'm pretty sure it was looping again. Is that not the same?
Roe versus Wade could give state lawmakers the power to strip...
You know what?
Is it supposed to say women?
Yeah, that's the same.
Yeah, it's the same. Well, on some of these, they don't have a time on them.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
they
you
must
can't
be...
scrub. And any, yeah, the shorts, yeah, the shorts are weird like that.
Okay. Well, the thing is, I found a DC Shorts version. It was like almost a five-minute-long video. And it had disappeared from my history. I had been wanting to play it. It was 5 minutes long. It makes fun of Michael Obama so hard, and I can't find it. It was DC Shorts. I went to their channel to look for it separately. Could not find it. It's not in my history. But, you know, that's just, I don't know how that got taken down. But it was very telling. I know generally what it says, so I'm going to go over it because I completely agree with it. But, let's go with the. No. Okay, so what about the Sky News one I sent you? That's a Sky News link.
Yeah, we're good. You ready?
All right, let's do that one.
Shh. It's that word that can't be spoken. It can be alluded to, but never actually said. Suggested, but always censored. Of course, it's the W word. Inconveniently, it refers to about 50% of the world's population. But fortunately, all-inclusive linguistic innovators have come up with many alternatives which are apparently a lot less offensive than the W word. Birthing people. Menstruators. Bodies with vaginas. Individuals with a cervix. Chest feeders. These are all real, by the way. And then there's this one. Womps, woman X, women X, woman X, and woman X. I have no idea. I don't know how you pronounce that. Do you? Former First Lady Michelle Obama used it on her Instagram at the weekend, ironically to promote women's rights over abortion. One of the slides she shared said, state lawmakers will have the power to strip women X of the right to make decisions about their bodies and their healthcare. Now, those who watched the show last night will know we had some issues with offensive language. So I will say the following word with some trepidation. It woman, Michelle. Woman. There's no X in woman. What makes this particularly absurd is that Mrs. Obama's post was supposed to be supporting women's rights. Instead, she's trampled on them by pandering to a tiny minority of people who get upset when they hear a word that's been used for centuries to describe people who aren't men. The term womanix, whatever it is, it's supposed to be a marker of respect, I'm told, for transgender and non-binary people who identify as women. But what about the mark of disrespect that it shows to the vast, vast majority of women who would just like to be called women, spelt that way, W-O-M-E-N? Where are their rights in all this virtue-signalling language mangling? Reducing half of the world's population to an unpronounceable letter salad does nothing but deride women and draws mockery to the trans cause. Michelle Obama, of all people, should have known better than to fuel this nonsense.
Yeah. Michelle Obama knows better. But then again, I don't know. I actually made a joke about this several years ago when this whole transsexual stuff starting to climb to its peak. I told myself, wouldn't it be funny if Michael Obama came out and started fighting for trans rights? People, you cannot make this up. You cannot. I have no power over this stuff. You cannot make this up. I'm not sitting here spinning you a yarn. Yeah. We've already had a first tranny in office. Not first lady. Don't call her a woman. Or she may want to take over the woman and have everybody else be women's. I tell you what, around my house, my little woman, my significant other, I call her woman. Oh, that sounds so chauvinistic, V. Oh my gosh. No. I told her, you better be proud of being a woman. You better be glad I call you woman. I'm not calling you the N-word. I'm not calling you dude like other people do. I call you woman. It's like, well, I'm going to start calling you male. It's like, no. It's Mr. or Your Majesty when you're referring to me. But anyhow, yeah. listen, I'm the kind of guy, you guys should know me. When I come into the room, there's something going on, I will command the attention. If I have to be the leader or talk something through, I'm the first to put my Johnson on the table. Let everybody know who they're talking to. But somebody I see that does that faster than me is Michael Obama here. Yeah. All right. It would wreck the whole world. You want to talk about take over the newsfeed? It would destroy COVID. It would destroy the Amber Heard trial. It would destroy the Ukrainian coverage. Every news media, if she could have the whole news media just bottlenecked, if she just whipped her Johnson out. I think that's the Democrats' secret weapon. That's a nuclear bomb right there. Yeah, Barack loves it when I pull on his ears, use it as handlebars. All right, guys, we're going to take a little short break here. Then we're going to come back. We're going to hit the phone lines. Then we're going to get to the rest of the show.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000.
Yeah.
Flow over 9,000. My girl is
That's
over
right.
9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over
9,000. The show is over 9,000. RBN is over 9,000. My woman is over 9,000. Everything I do is over 9,000. yeah. All right. So we're going to go ahead. You guys, I must have put tingles in your brain. Titillating, interesting subjects, topics to talk about. So we'll go ahead and hit the phone lines. Let's go with, we got line one, Marcus in Idaho. Go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Question and comment? Go ahead.
I'm wondering if you read Harriet Beecher Stowe's novel, Uncle Tom's Cabin. That is one of the most wonderful books that I've read in a long time. I read all the classics. As much as I could get my hands on, and that was a blessed thing. It made me laugh and cry and just be totally involved with that whole novel. But what I'm saying is that Uncle Tom, people are saying that Uncle Tom is a negative thing. I think that person, Uncle Tom, was one of the pillars of the framework of a society. He had so much strength, and to call somebody an Uncle Tom, it's like saying, "Yeah, you're stronger than anybody else, and you've got Christian ideals, and you're going to be able to go through everything that's thrown through you, and you're going to come out loving." I just don't understand that.
You really do take the silver lining off of the suffering, the inequality, the the injustices. You really take the silver lining off all this stuff, don't you?
Well, did you read Harry Beecher Stowe's Uncle Tom's Cabin, or did you listen to it on the book?
It's one of those things that my dad made sure I knew about. As my dad taught me how I was going to be treated in society. It's one of those things that...
Sir?
Are you listening?
I'm asking you, did you read that book?
Are you listening? Listen.
I'm listening.
My dad is one of those books that my dad made sure that I understood because of the things that he went through in life and the things that I could potentially go through in life. Characteristics of certain people and things like that. Oh,
did
my God.
Did you read that book? Tell me yes or no, sir, please.
I just told you yes three times. Well, you don't listen very well, Marcus. Yes.
Did you read that book?
Okay,
did
you
read
Uncle Tom's Cabin?
Call.
Yes or no, please.
Marcus, you said he read it.
Yes. How many times can I say it? Are you drunk?
Yeah, I am. But did you read that book?
For the fifth time, yes. Went through it with my dad.
Yes, you read that book. Okay, great.
Yes.
I that's all I wanted to say. And it's a blessed, and you've got that beautiful little girl, which loved everybody, and her father, which she changed her father. It's just like the reach of America, which was involved in that book, was such a blessing, and. To denigrate people by calling them an Uncle Tom the worst.
What does this have to do with Michelle Obama's penis?
That, sir,
come on now.
I lived as a transgender male and a female for years, and I do not believe that Michelle is a transgender. That is a lie. That's a fun thing to deal with. But that one is fun.
But besides the lump that sometimes shows up and that little poppin' thing that happened whenever she was with Ellen, you know, that little thing that dangled, besides that, there's some people did some hardcore research on here. Got pictures of her hands. Got there's some.
Sir, you know that the black ladies have a larger vagina than the white ladies.
More athletic in areas for muscles, yes, but they have the same skeletal work. Now, no, the finger, we're going to go commercial break, but the fingers that are stereotypical of a male, she has those. The shoulder broad spots,
you are tuned in
male.
To Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life. Mitch McConnell is looking for a compromise on gun control. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Republican Senate Minority Leader McConnell said yesterday, quote, "What I've asked Senator Cornyn to do is to meet with the Democrats who are interested in getting a bipartisan solution and coming up with a proposal, if possible, that's crafted to meet this particular problem," end quote. Well, this particular problem is a society without God. This particular problem is the mental health of a nation where over half of the population is on pharmaceuticals. This particular problem is a generation without responsibility or consequences. This problem is people divided by partisan hate driven by Washington, D.C. The problem is politicians who think that more gun laws will work where gun-free zone signs have failed. No gun law can ever be proposed to meet this particular problem. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, see this Pacem Parabellum.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Listen, I'm just saying, I might have been cut off by the break there, but when your ring finger is much, much shorter than your middle finger, well, that's characteristic of a man. These two fingers are typically the same height on a woman, typically speaking. Michelle Obama has a big middle finger. This sucker's big. Her frame. She's got a, you know, it was funny because Mike and I were talking about this during the break. She's got like a Neanderthal frame. Which would look normal on a man. You wouldn't think about it. You wouldn't think twice about it. But with a woman, it kind of sticks out. I'm sorry. She may be, yeah, maybe she's born with that extra chromosome. Mike was saying, I'm saying she's maybe, yeah, maybe she's just one of those in the middle that were born. Maybe she's intersexed, hermaphrodite. Who knows? But these politicians don't tell us their secrets. Now, let's say you busted. Okay? You remember that loudmouth Oh my God. Mike, play this real quick. Play, just real quick. Hear me out loud, Mal? That's no longer with us.
Don't you feel ashamed of yourself that you're calling a poor woman that's just doing her job the way the federal guidelines are set up and
no.
calling her a moron?
I mean, no, she's doing I don't, a service my darling. To all the people I would just hold it, mister. I was given a boarding pass with the wrong name on it. I went through 5 different security passes, and then a woman at the gate who will not look at my passport, who will not call Continental, who will not call for help, who will not recheck into their records, says to me, "You cannot go on." No, she is a moron.
Okay, well, I don't know what that had to do with Miss Obama's being trans, but that's what that was from that show where she was talking about it.
Yeah, the title on the clip, it's a CNN clip. It's not just some random. It says file Joan Rivers jokes Mrs. Obama is a trans, and I guess, oh man, somebody commented 9 months ago, replaced the clip. That's absolutely wild. If you think there is no censorship, this is your proof. So apparently they pulled a switcheroo on that one. Let's see if I can find the real one.
Yeah, because
you want to bring Marcus up on the air with you again?
Well, we need to go to the next caller. Let's go to the next caller.
Okay.
The whole thing, you know, of course it was censored. Obama killed Joan Rivers. Come on now. I guess, you know, whenever you have some secrets like that and you want to share it with the world, you better get some bodyguards. And you better not have any surgeries that you need done. Any important surgeries, because the Democratic Party will kill you. It's not just the Clintons. Biden's killing people left and right, which we'll talk about next week. You know, people knowing about the business over there in Ukraine. The Democratic Party will kill you. You got to be careful. You got to be careful. I guess, and
ooh,
while...
I think I found it in Espanol here. Let's see. No volume yet. Not stupid Facebook. Give me a second. Hang on. Here we go. This is from Joan Rivers. Declarati socante despre cuplul Obama. Gay si trans.
Miss Rivers, how are you? You made a ton of news right. Officiating the wedding in New York yesterday. Is this like a new cottage career move for you?
I am so excited. Okay. And I should do very well because I don't charge.
And do you think that the country will see the United States will see the first gay president or the first woman president?
We already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
You know Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh my gosh.
Oh gosh. It's okay. She doesn't. Welcome back.
Yeah, it's okay. Well, I remember watching her dance with Ellen. Something flopped down there a couple times. Okay, I'm a man. I've worn baggy clothes. Okay, gym class. You know when you see somebody's Johnson flop a little bit. You know it. So, it's okay. You know, I think, you know, it's okay. It's okay. That's fine. I actually sent a clip to some friends. I actually made a post on my profile. It was of Jim Carrey in Living Color. Remember that show? And it's Jim Carrey going around. The skit is he's a gay man. He's walking around, "I'm gay!" And then, you know, he does all this funny stuff. And at the end of the clip, he's choking, and some woman gives him CPR. And he wakes up, and he's like, oh my gosh, I think I'm hard. And he starts kissing the woman who resuscitated him. And then he's like, wait a minute, this isn't right. I'm gay. And then the woman says, it's okay, I'm a man. And they both walk out of the store happy together. This was 30 years ago. Talk about visionaries.
Okay, if you can bring up the 90s, I'm ready to. I got to tell my story.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go. Let's go.
So, since you brought up the 90s, and I almost forgot about, we were going to. I had the whole Wimson thing. They were doing this in 90, like 4 and 5. I was writing for the school newspaper. We had these little activist kids around, you know, and there was this one. She was a big feminist activist, and so she's always got her buttons on her bag. And I wrote an article column, and you know, I guess I picked it up from Rush Limbaugh, the whole feminazi thing, but she wanted to call women women, you know, why, women with the Y. And I guess they keep pulling this crap out every so many decades, and they can't, you know, it's just like never really stuck. And I actually got my school district's, she somehow got a lawyer. I mean, she didn't, this obviously wasn't, you know what I mean? She didn't make this stuff up herself. Her mommy was probably, you know, single mommy on a rampage kind of thing. It was it's kind of the end of, I guess, what people would kind of call like the first wave feminism. Maybe it was the start of that, the second wave where it's, now we're in like wave infinex, you know, we're not even, you can't say infinity, you got to put X's and stuff. And we've sucked up all the races and everything into this joke, too. But, yeah, I wrote some article. I was just like, feminazis need to go away, you know, ... quickly. And I just kind of was saying how it just seems ridiculous. And, like, y'all get the big word for your name. It's about your womb, you know. That's what I always kind of seemed to think of it. You know, it's like men here, we're just the little punks on the side that, you know, you need to procreate, and you know, y'all have to do the work, but you get the rewards. I went all out on all kinds of crazy stuff, I'm sure. I don't remember, but this is like 94, 95, you know. And she came and sued the school district, and I had to go to some like deposition. It was serious. This is, I'm not just like making up some half story here. I mean, I had to go sit in a room with her and her mom, I guess, and some other, and her, you know, some attorneys. And it's just amazing, though. I feel like I hadn't been thinking about this for a while, and I see now it's like, yeah, it's coming back around. And poor Joan Rivers. Oh, it's okay. You know, she's like, it's no big deal. Yeah, right. Can't be saying that stuff. These people get mad. But, yeah, you know, just to cover a couple of things you were talking about, I mean, obviously, Michelle Obama could have been assigned a gender. That's real stuff. I mean, that really happens. Obviously, that happens. I don't know where the poor trans people are in this whole debate. I don't think they care. They're like... like the real, the real, like, hermaphroditic people. I don't think they're going to sit here. I don't think they even want to be in this fight. They're like, they're probably just happy to be regular members of society. They're not trying to stand out, you know. I had to bring that up because it goes to the point of the activism, kind of the modern activism's beginnings, and this whole trying to change, like, the spelling of whatever we even call these things, you know, they're just descriptive terms for like
whatever we call these things. These women.
Yeah, these are just descriptive terms for things that, for millennia, these are the things you can't change. You know, you can call me a big nose, blind guy, or you know, bald guy. You know, what I mean, it's like it's.
Well, isn't it funny because you know you're a chauvinist pig to call a woman just walking TNA. No, if you call them walking TNA, but then you have women saying persons with wounds. But so it's like, what's the difference? Yeah,
that's disturbing. Chest feeders. And I mean, I don't know how much.
Chest feeders?
Yeah, I don't know how much. It's like,
I don't think a chauvinist could come up with anything worse.
No, that's what gets really weird is how they take us straight, just right past everything. It's like Forrest Gump running out of the stadium. You know, they just keep going. Like, it's over. It's over, man. You're done. They keep running. Yeah, I got a call coming in. I guess you could talk to Craig.
yeah, let's get to the phone line. California line 3. Is that you, Gregory?
Yeah, who? Love you, man. Love Mike. Oh man, you Thank guys you. Are just spot on without a doubt. Just another accolade and shout out to RBN. And I really want to give really high accolades to Tom, the vegan cowboy out there in Utah. I love that man no end. He is in his reality, and that's where I wish everybody could see his point of view and not judge it, but keep an open mind. Did I ever tell you what a parachute and a mind have in common?
If it's not open, it won't work. Yeah.
And that's what I love about this show is because, you know, it's just open-mindedness. And, you know, you got your ding-a-lings that call in and want to expound on a certain subject, and they will not say no for an answer. It's got to be this way or the highway. And I mean, give me a flat earth break or a round earth break. I mean, I've never studied either flat or round in it or oval, but I've been imagining all different string lines work of the reality that we're seeing, that our perception sees, you know, because we're only using just a fraction of all the different frequencies and energies and vibrations of this glorious place we call reality. It's phenomenal. But, pardon?
Well, I was going to say, back in the subject matter here, I want people to understand, though, it's that it's just like BLM. You know, Black Lives Matter movement got taken over by some corrupted individuals, and therefore...
modus operandi, right? Yeah. I mean, that's what they do.
But the feminist movement,
I got to the point that all matter matters. Because you can see it. It's in your purview to see the matter. Excuse me.
But hold on. Before we get to the whole world love thing, we gotta see the pattern here, because there's not gonna be movements that are gonna be successful if you let it get taken over by the corrupted. And so
exactly.
This scenario, you know, I warned a lot of feminists. I warned a lot of feminists out there. You know, you're gonna drive this whole feminism thing into the ground. Everybody's gonna hate you for it. Everybody's gonna resent you for it, and then it's gonna get taken over by somebody. then it's gonna be taken over by somebody who it was never for, and then you're going to get screwed out of everything. So now, the people representing feminists are men who just want to play dress up. See?
You mean non-chest feeders, right?
Non-chest feeders. Well, you know what? They can artificially make that happen too, you know?
I don't think they can do that yet, though, right? So if they don't leak...
They could put a milk pump in there. Depends on how much money you got.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if they can make a man's member, you know, reconnect or whatever they got to do for. Dude, what did they give
back when I was growing up? Excuse me, Mike, but these guys with, you know, the beer bellies, they were always exclaiming, "Yeah, I'm pregnant and." You know, the head's coming out. I've got a white elephant, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to go give birth now. I'm about to go give birth now. Get out of the way. I need to go to the bathroom.
I got to go water my horse. Oh, man. the Who. Yeah, you can make all sorts of just George Carlin type of just, you know, natural. This is the way it is, folks. I mean, there are hermaphrodites. I think Jamie Lee Curtis,
yes.
Maybe. Well, I don't know. I've never seen her. I love the woman. I mean, I love them all. But and that was another thing too. Is that I don't know if I told you the other night, but my old man beat my brother for hitting a girl in the belly in the second grade. Uh-huh. And he beat my brother so hard, I felt it. And I will never touch. One time I pulled a punch on one, and she deserved a full face slam. I mean, a full, because she was so evil, so me-me. You know, you got these me-me Nazis all over the flipping place. And by Nazi, I mean N-O-T-S-E-E. Does that kind of resonate with you?
Yeah, well, through a simple fact that it got so, you know, I don't know, these feminists, my man, it's just, it got so bad, you know, where we had to come up with the term feminazis, and then next thing you know, the woman of the year is, oh God, what's that creature's name?
Fauci. Frankenstein.
See, I do my best to keep people at the, out of my head. I can't even come up their names. But,
don't blame the, you.
Mr. Kardashian. Mike, come on, help me out here.
Girls. You'll ruin your mascara. It's me. It's me, Caitlyn.
Caitlyn Jenner.
I've got a lot of tracks. Okay. Bruce has a lot of track suits. We need to get rid of them. We should give them to people. Oh, screw it. Let's just do nothing.
Well, you know, all we got to do is just, like, ignore these morons. Don't give them any of your power, because that's all they shower with is your power. So you just turn off the spigot and say, hey, you know, you do your thing. Fine with you, and I'm going to do mine. And I love what I do. And if you love what you do, you just go ahead and do it. But you infringe on my rights. You infringe on me. You tell me this is your reality and you want me to see it your way. You know, stick it up where the sun don't shine, because, brother, I'm not in that rhyme. I don't care to associate with you. And right now, my friends, I'm associating with real people, and it is giving me a new. I mean, I was in the dumps, and I still am in a large extent. I mean, my teeth are falling out, and the pain is just unflipping real. And I won't see a dentist because I don't trust those rockets.
I'm at that point. Yeah, I've had crushed wisdom teeth since the age of 12, and I still have yet to get them out because, yeah, my definite distrust and dislike for, especially anybody.
I had all four of my teeth pulled at once at a dentist place, you know, university out in Oklahoma. They wanted to charge me 200 Satan slave tokens to do the job. And, okay, no big deal. That was insider back stuff. In the day, right? And so I go in there, I get the job done, come back, and then a couple weeks later, I'm sick as halibut. I mean, I'm bad. Like when it first started. So I go back in, and they check a swollen tooth and couldn't do anything about it. So they put a drain in it the second time. The third time I went back, and he must have been a Satanist, man, I tell you, because he didn't even leave.
Scary,
he didn't even let the anesthetic take hold before he started jerking around in my tooth. And I'm telling you, this little dentist office, when I came to after I did a jig. I almost bit his fingers off. I mean, I passed out. And I just went into convulsions like you wouldn't believe. And when I woke up, every muscle in my body was cramped. It was the most painful feeling that I've had since I was like 20-some-odd, and I was 18 when they gave me the Heimdall. It was like that kind of pain. I mean, that was freaking holy poo-poo. Yeah. I mean, it was a memorable moment, let me tell you. But anyways, he did get the bone that they had left in there when they were doing their practice on me. And I tell you, everybody out there in RBN land, I'd rather practice on myself than let some moron, I don't care who it is, unless I really do trust them. And I'm really looking for I'm looking for people I can trust. Actually, well, you can trust everybody to screw you, but I mean,
Gregory, I understand what you mean. I understand 100%. I sympathize with you 100%. But we got to go to a commercial break here. I want to thank you for calling in, sir.
Well, be that way, and I love you anyways. And I mean, just it's springtime, and let's just have a good time. And
trying.
And tally-ho and tally-whackers, and I love you all. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
All civil unrest has gone global. All capital buildings and cities are under siege by the United States government to quell the domestic terrorist threat. All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.